Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we are still cooking up a batch of what we like to call home fries. So yeah, I can smell them cooking from here. News from in and around and amongst you right here in your state, because sometimes what happens in your backyard is just as important, if not more so, than what happens in D.C. or elsewhere. Well, one of the things that was about to happen is House Bill 238 kind of caught everybody off guard, at least it did me. Representative Philip Rigsby from Madison had a bill that would ostensibly put a $10 plus charge on every prescription, every one. Like if you have multiple prescriptions, all of them, $10 plus if your plan is employer provided. Why would they do this? I mean, all they're doing is jacking up rates. Well, they claim that it was an opportunity for a dispensing fee to help sort of fix the market for the pharmacists. Well, I got news. That's a tax by another name. Anyway, somebody who came on the show a few weeks ago is now back. Robin Stone is the executive director of the Alliance for Alabama Healthcare Consumers. He's been long involved in the lobbying efforts of the medical and business communities down in Montgomery. He knows firsthand what can happen when bills come forward and then get considered and then sometimes get pushed back, but we'll see. In the meantime, let's bring him on for an update because maybe we have some good news. Robin Stone, how are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, Phil. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. And yes, sir, I do have some good news, at least for a while. As we talked about, there was legislation which you mentioned would have increased pharmacy-related health care costs on employers, their employees, and consumers in general. But that particular piece of legislation is no longer under consideration by the House of Representatives, at least for this current session, according to House leaderships and indeed the bill's sponsor. So that is very good news. There was a very quick and immediate reaction by consumers through social media, through talk radio, through all kinds of vehicles. And the leadership, to their credit, has pressed the pause button so that all the interested parties can get together on a task force for a working group. So at least for now, I wouldn't say that bill certainly hasn't gone away. It will come back sponsored by the pharmacists, but at least now it is off the table.
Well, that is good news. And so, yeah, just to sort of update my folks on the processes, this was a House bill only. We did not have a Senate version of this bill passing as well, did we?
No, it is only a House bill. Like you said, it was proposed by Representative Rigsby, who there in Madison, Alabama, and he has confirmed that the bill is no longer under discussion. But you nailed it. You're exactly right. It would have been a $10.64 fee that would have gone on every prescription filled for every person in Alabama every time they go to the pharmacy. Now, that prescription fee would be attached to pharmacy benefit managers, who would then turn around and pass that fee on to employers and employees. And really raise the cost of prescription drugs. And so that, for a while at least, we have dodged that bullet. Now, we all move on to the discussion period of this bill. Pharmacists are very valuable in the healthcare delivery chain in Alabama. You know, we certainly want to have a robust market, but we do. We have a lot of pharmacists in Alabama. Alabama ranks high in the number of independent pharmacists, according to their own Washington D.C. based association. So that is good news for a while, and we thank Speaker Ledbetter and his team for recognizing that there are issues there.
Well, so all right, let me ask you this then, Robin. So it was a House bill only. The Speaker has committed not to let it move forward. The bill sponsor has already announced that it's not going to move forward. But the key words there are for this session. So they're setting up a working group. Now, you and I both know, because you've seen the process even more than I have, but a working group can mean one of two things. It's a nice way to kill a bill friendly way, or it's a way to build the bill's strength over time and bring it back later. What do you anticipate here?
I think this bill is definitely going to be coming back. There's no question in my mind. The proponents of this bill, that's basically a pharmacy owners, not necessarily just pharmacists, and it's a misnomer. The money for this bill, this fee, would be going to pharmacy owners, not just general pharmacists necessarily. But that group have already started a campaign about a pharmacy crisis and pharmacy availability. There is no pharmacy closure crisis in Alabama. There's some huge numbers being thrown out that 300 pharmacies have closed in Alabama, but the problem is nobody seems to have the list. The numbers that we have from the Pharmacy Association D.C. shows that there were 25 pharmacies that closed last year. But nevertheless, that rhetoric has already been proposed. But the good news about all this is that the process, the opponents, the proponents, particularly the people who are paying the bills, which is the employers, right? I would remind you that 52% of everyone in Alabama is insured through their workplace. That's 2.750 million Alabamians. And so they're very keen on this bill right now.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, I can think right now, Robin, I've got family members. I got one family member who has probably 5 or 6 prescriptions per month. I mean, we'd be looking at $50 to $60 more per month just to get prescriptions that she already has to get. And where did they come up with $10.64? How was that the number? That's a weird number, too, by the way.
Well, there is a Medicaid uses a dispensing fee, but that's, of course, the government. The government prints money. Employers don't. And Medicaid uses a dispensing fee of $10.64, so they just basically took the government's rate of reimbursement and handed it over to the private sector, which, you know, it's apples and oranges there, but you're exactly right. If your family member is going in, our estimation is that somewhere around $800 million that would be generated through this fee, and that fee is, according to this bill, would be passed on immediately back to pharmacy owners. Now, that's basically taking $800 million and dividing it up among pharmacy owners across the state. Like I said, we value pharmacists and the service they provide, but every profession and every service only has so much value, and we feel like that's excessive.
Well, you made an analogy last time you were on my show, and I give you full credit, but I have used it multiple times in discussing this with other people, and that's that there's no other place that we can think of where the government gets involved with price fixing to help the profit margins of a private entity. And this would be like if a muffler shop felt like they weren't getting full reimbursement, that they would be allowed to, by government statute, put a $10 charge on the cost of your muffler. I mean, it makes no sense, and I'm glad to see the bill is stymied for now.
Well, that's exactly right. That analogy is spot on. What business wouldn't like to be guaranteed a profit? And if you know you're not going to lose money, the only thing you can do, almost, unless you're just not a very good business man or woman, is to make money. But I will tell you this. It's very concerning. There seems to be a trend by certain providers to come to the legislature to ask them to engage in private contracts. And when an employer purchases health care insurance through Blue Cross or United or Aetna or whoever it may be, they expect them to have a quality provider network that's cost effective. What they don't expect is for the legislature to intervene itself. And for, as you well know, for years, engaging in mandated benefits was the third rail of politics for a long, long time. But unfortunately, that does not seem to be the case any longer, because previously legislatures understood that it would certainly be passed on directly. So that's a lot to be concerned about, and I think there's a lot of discussion to be had to try to right that ship and educate members as to what happened. These costs are not absorbed by insurance companies.
No.
They're passed on to the payers. So just like that's just business. So hopefully we can use this opportunity to educate members of the legislature that this is not free, and what they're really doing is passing it on. But I have to tell you that I think I mentioned that 50% of the people in Alabama get their insurance through their employer. So that basically what that means is that 50% of the people are paying 100% of the cost. And so that's very much a concern, and it's not and it's not fair.
So, yeah, that's a disparate treatment under the law right there. I think this whole thing would have been grounds for potential litigation. But, Robin, I mean, that's, first of all, it's good news. Good job on your part working to educate folks and bring the attention it needed to get this thing kind of put to bed, at least for now. And I guess from here forward, we just stay vigilant and keep working the processes, right?
Well, yes, sir. Thank you. And thanks for getting the word out about this piece of legislation. And it worked, and people responded in kind to their members. And so as a result, we're going to have a meaningful discussion about this legislation and its impact on consumers and employers.
All right. Well, good enough. Robin Stone, Executive Director for the Alliance of Alabama Healthcare Consumers. We appreciate you. Keep us posted, man, if you hear something new. All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. That's just, first of all, that's good news. We do not need to see people turning around and finding that the prescriptions they got yesterday are now $10 more expensive because somebody just wanted the government to fix the price for them. That would just be like next levels of wrong, especially when it's something that you have to have for your health. I mean, they kind of got a captive audience at that point.
And think about the diabetic people, too.
Oh, yeah, diabetics and everybody else. I mean, if you've got a prescription, If you're getting things by prescription and they're through an employer-provided plan, This was going to impact you on every single prescription. And if you have to get multiple prescriptions per month, every single one of them. That's just asinine. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and call jackassery on that. You want to hit me some jackassery before we go to the break? I think that was like, that was Alabama-based jackassery. That was a home fry jackassery right there. All right, brother, take us to a break. We'll come right back and talk that through a little bit and start winding ourselves towards Dipper number two. Some right sports coming up here in about 30 minutes. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.